most of us would like a little bit of that CalMint magic, and we've made at least some progress. Life expectancy in the U.S. exceeds the global average, clocking in at just under 79 years. In 1900, it was just over 47 years. The extra decades came courtesy of just the things you'd expect: vaccines, antibiotics, sanitation, and improved detection and treatment of a range of diseases. Advances in genetics and in our understanding of dementia are helping to extend our factory warranties still further. None of that, however, changes the way we contemplate the end of life, often with anxiety and asceticism, practicing a sort of existential bartering. We can narrow our experiences and give up indulgences in exchange for a more guardedly lived life that might run a little longer. But what if we could take off some of that bubble wrap? What about living longer and actually having some fun? A Yale University study just this month found that in a group of 4,765 people with an average age of 72, those who carried a gene variant linked to dementia but also had positive attitudes about aging were 50% less likely to develop the disorder than people who carried the gene but faced aging with more pessimism or fear. There may be something to be said, then, for aging less timidly, as a sort of happy contrarian, arguing when you feel like arguing, playing when you feel like playing. Maybe you want to pass up the quiet of the country for the churn of a city. Maybe you want to drink a little, eat a rich meal, have some sex. The most important advice we offer people about longevity is throw away your lists, says Howard Friedman, professor of psychology at the University of California, Riverside, and co-author of The Longevity Project. We live in a self-help society full of lists. Lose weight, hit the gym. So why aren't we all healthy? People who live a long time can work hard and play hard. Under the right circumstances, it increasingly seems so could all of us.